Well, October is Energy Awareness Month, and this happens to be Public Power Week. We're going to talk about those things this morning. Atlantic Municipal Utilities General Manager Steve Jepke is in with us this morning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. We all got up this morning because our alarm clocks worked, and they typically worked because, well, the electricity was there. We got showered with hot water because the electricity was powering our hot water heaters. We use it so many times during the day, it'd be crazy what life would be like without it.
Yeah, well, that's the most important thing we do at Atlantic Municipal Utilities is make sure we provide those services and make sure you aren't thinking about us because when you flip the switch, it's on. So
you guys are kind of like an umpire in baseball. We don't want to even know they're there. The only time we notice them is when there are errors and mistakes made. And you guys are kind of the same way. You kind of run under the radar.
Yep, we hope to keep it that way.
Yep. Well, it's not always easy, though, is it?
No, our outages have been really low this summer. Storms have been down, so that helps. But we take a lot of pride in our construction of our electric and our water facilities to minimize maintenance and the outages that can result that are such an inconvenience to everybody. And whenever there is an outage, it's an emergency condition right away for our employees. So they take a lot of pride in the work they do, and we just try to do the best we can.
Well, it's nice to have a locally driven municipal utility like it is. I guess that's one of the biggest advantages that we have here with AMU is that, you know, we make all the decisions here. A lot of the things that happen, we can control to a certain extent because a lot of those things are done here.
Yes, this is actually Public Power Week, and it's nationwide. It's when municipal utilities try to go out and show the benefits of the communities having municipal utilities. And I guess just the biggest benefit I always want to convey to people is we're consumer-owned. We have a board of directors made up of local citizens. All our board meetings are open. Come to any board meeting you want. Talk directly to our board. Come to our office anytime you want. Talk directly to the management of our utility. Ask whatever questions you have, any concerns you have, and we're right there to serve the public. That's our whole purpose.
Really, the whole operation is a partnership. It's a partnership between the sources for the electricity that you are able to provide to your customers. It's obviously a partnership with your customers in general. You partner up in a lot of different ways. There are a number of different types of programs to help customers better understand and better use the power that they have.
We're looking at a couple new programs. We got a grant to help put some smart meters out in our rural areas. There's a number of different benefits, but I guess the main benefit I guess we want to convey to people there is in our outage management. Right now, as a municipal utility, we're kind of special in that we have a lot of rural service territory that other utilities don't have, other than, of course, the RECs and the large investor-owned utilities. But with that comes the challenge of when there's outages out in the rural area, it's being able to isolate that and fix those problems as soon as customers expect them to be handled. And with these smart meters, the nice thing is they will be able to tell us instantly the extent of an outage, who's all affected, and we'll be able to do a lot better work of diagnosing the problem before we actually dispatch the crews out there. Right now, all that is handled. The calls start coming in. We dispatch the crews. And based on the telephone calls, that tells us where the outage is out, the extent, and that helps us direct where those employees need to go and start to diagnose the problem. So we think this will go a long ways in helping us in that area.
I have to ask you, fortunately, we don't have too many outages, but how crazy is it when the phone starts ringing off the hook?
It gets real crazy. During the work days, you know, we've got like five incoming lines and we've got five people that can answer phones. So then we're able to mostly talk to most everyone that calls in, but there are limits with the five phone lines. You know, the unfortunate thing is that outages that occur outside of business hours is they all come into one operator. And so the people get frustrated right away because they can't get through to us. But believe me, other people are getting through and we are getting the information and we are getting the crews out there. That's always been a challenge. So we're always working to what we can do to improve that area.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and but the information is important, too. You know, one of the nice things about having a locally owned, locally driven utility like we do is being able to a certain extent, control some of the costs and things. I know you're kind of tied into the markets and all those things. There are all kinds of outside influences that have to do with that, but it's been a pretty good arrangement being able to keep the prices that we pay for the electricity that we use at a very competitive rate here over the years.
Well, the huge advantage that we have here in Atlantic is that we own generation assets. And the big asset is the part ownership in the power plant over in Council Bluffs. The other is ownership of transmission facilities. And that has been our huge cost advantage in the past. And we're finding out as the markets evolve, that is even a bigger advantage as we move forward. Our job is really to maximize the benefits of those facilities, but also as they age, make sure we're maintaining them, making sure we're in a position so that, you know, 30 years from now, the utility it still has the same advantages that we're experiencing today.
30 years from now, right. I'm sure your business is a lot like ours, too. About the time you think you've got everything right where you want it to be technology-wise, things change.
Yeah. Yes, and that's a constant challenge. And the tough thing for the electric and water industry is it's so capital intensive. And so most all these projects, they're high dollar and they need to last a long time. So we're very careful in what projects we get into. And it's always with the looking out into the future, you know, we don't want to do something that's, you know, 2-3 years from now, we're back to the drawing board spending more money on. We really try to maximize the life cycle of whatever we get into and just control those costs, because it's easy to start chasing technology, as we all know.
Yes, it is.
And so.
Well, and then there are the regulations and things, too, that you have to deal with that sometimes increase the costs without really much gain to them.
Yeah, we had just in the last 5 years, we had a huge project over at the power plant in Council Bluffs where pollution control equipment was added. Just our share of that equipment was around $7 million. Just to put that in perspective, when the plant was built in the late 70s, the entire plant was built for our share being $7 million. So we just doubled our investment in Council Bluffs without really seeing we're not getting any more electricity, without any benefits, I guess, directly to our customers.
Well, in a lot of ways, it boils down to the money, too, and you've got to keep all those things in line because, well, gosh, that's the benefit of having a municipal utility is being able to keep the costs in line, but only so much of that can happen, too. Like I said, outside forces and things that pop up, you know, you do the best you can. I'm sure that's always a juggling act.
We just had a rate increase here at the end of last year, but we just got some statistics. Statewide, the average cost of electricity, if you just average everybody out, is 10 cents a kilowatt hour. Our rate at that time was 6 cents a kilowatt hour, and we're way at the low end. You know, that becomes a challenge because, you know, it's easy to have low rates and not be reinvesting into your facilities. And then, you know, 10 years from now, we're all going to be in so much more trouble. So we're still taking a look at our rates, making sure they're adequately set. And, but overall, you know, I could just tell everyone the one thing we do know is costs are going up industry wide, and so we will see some cost increases locally too. But keeping everything in perspective, at least we know overall system wide we're doing our best, and we do enjoy very reasonable rates right here in Atlantic.
Don't want to completely ignore the water portion of your operation too, because that's also a very important part of what Atlantic Municipal Utilities does. And you know, a lot of that stuff is, as long as we don't notice it, everything's fine. But there's constant maintenance and upkeep, and water towers have to be painted. The one looks nice, by the way, up there by Bryn Mawr.
Well, thank you. This summer has been a very busy summer for our water department. First of all, we had our 22nd Street water tower. We needed to repaint the outside of that. We contract with the crew that does that, and they came and did a very good job on that. And then they moved to Bryn Mawr Tower, which was just recently done in the last couple of weeks. We had to both maintenance both inside and on the outside of the tower, which typically that runs about a 7 to 10 year cycle when this work needs to be done. I guess we kind of got sticker shock on this. You know, when it's done every 10 years, costs have really gone up in that area. But when you see the people that do that work hanging on ropes from the side of the water tower, I guess we can...
I don't want to do it. Well, it's a lot of work that has to be done, and it's constant maintenance and upkeep and things, and it takes a lot of dedicated folks to get that done.
Yes, and Water Crew's done a tremendous job this year. We did hire a temporary employee to help us out through the summer. That has really helped the guys out. One thing, you know, looking back at the water tower, talk about Bryn Mawr Water Tower. You know, people who haven't seen it might want to drive by there. The Trojan Head logo was painted on it this year. It's really quite a sight to see. The only unfortunate thing is we wish more people could see it from more different areas around town, but it's been a good addition, and we get a lot of positive comments for that.
Yeah, got some big old growth trees that maybe need to be a little trimmed once in a while here and there, too. You know, those are other things, too, that there are a lot of different things that folks can do to help participate. Energy efficiency efforts in their own homes, whether that's, you know, putting in some new energy efficient thermostat units or working on the doors, windows, those types of things to help control some of those costs there, help the overall effort. Also, the trees, the maintenance outside, those power lines have to go someplace, and the last thing you want them to do is be running through the trees.
Yeah, one of the difficult things we balance with our customers is tree trimming. One of the biggest causes of outages during storms is tree limbs falling into overhead power lines. As fall comes around, we start to do more tree trimming work. And, of course, nobody wants their trees trimmed back too much, and they want it done, you know, so it looks nice. But that's a constant back and forth, you know. Ideally, we'd have no trees in any of the power lines, but we know that's not possible, but... So we just ask customers, you know, when they're planting trees, or, you know, just take a look up. Hopefully placement of trees can help minimize those outages and us needing to come and do work on those trees.
Bet. Well, for a lot of different reasons and a lot of different ways, a lot of people out there looking out, working on your behalf, and you can do your part as well and maybe be thinking about that during Public Power Week and, of course, Energy Awareness Month here during the month of October. Steve, thanks for coming in. Appreciate the help and the information.
Well, thank you, Jim.